Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all. Welcome. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in. Press the number one button, and I will put you on the air. If not, you can just listen to the show through your cell, through your landline, or just continue to listen online. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And again, thanks guys for tuning in. And again, welcome to the show. All right. Now, today's weather right now is 67 degrees in the ATL. We were looking at a high of 69 today. I don't think we're going to get there. This time of day, we're going to start heading down in temperatures, okay? 43 tonight is our low. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 70 degrees with a low of 53. Thursday, we're looking at partly sunny, 69. And Friday, partly sunny, 62 degrees. Okay? Let's see. Today's word of the day is... And we're trying to grab it here. Today's word of the day is declension. Declension. D-E-C-L-E-N-S-I-O-N. Declension. Declension is a noun. And it means, the first meaning is the inflectional forms of a noun, pronoun, or adjective. A falling off or away. Or a deterioration, that's declension. So when you think about declension, when I'm thinking about it here, a lot of the, you know, people don't like you to, like when you're in Florida, you're on the beach, the erosion of the beach or the deterioration of the beach is what they're trying to prevent or preserve. So you know, when people play on the sand dunes and knock it down a bit or a lot, they don't like that, and that's the declension of the sand dunes. All right, so 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and let's talk. Now before I get into today's show, I just, again, would like to say thank you guys for your well wishes and condolences for the family. And our funeral is going to be Friday. And, because I know people here are listening and maybe not know that information, but the funeral is Friday, 11 o'clock, and a lot of people coming into town for this, and we'll be here waiting for you guys. I know some of my family's listening from Florida, and we'll be here, guys, with open arms, and... just come on in. We're ready, okay? Again, thanks to all my listeners for, again, their condolences to the family and myself, and I really do appreciate it, okay, from the bottom of my heart. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is entitled Boxers or Briefs. What's your preference? And does it make a difference? You know, we're going to discuss the differences between boxers and briefs and what is your preference. Okay. If you guys want to call in and tell me your preference or whatever, I'd appreciate that. My preference are what, you know, what I call boxer briefs. You know, boxers, I have boxers and I have briefs. Okay, I don't really like the boxers because they really make have you hanging kind of too loose. You with me? I understand men need to breathe in their private areas as well as women, but you know, when you're active male. You don't need to be swinging all the time. Y'all with me? But that's what happens with me anyway, with my boxers. Now, I have also boxer briefs, which to me are they come further down the leg and they fit more snug than the boxers. Okay. They're like boxers, but they're like briefs. They made of briefs, the brief material too. But what I wanted to do is so that you guys wouldn't say, Frank, you're making up this crap, you know, this and that. I found an article from Men's Health, and you can go and look at this if you'd like. It's at everydayhealth.com, okay? Everydayhealth.com, and look for, and you can look up this this article. It's called What Men Should Know About Underwear. Okay, boxers, briefs, or bare it all. There's more to making good choices than you might think. Okay, and this is about health, guys. All right, and I know ladies out there who may be listening and saying, "Yeah, this is a man's show, this and that." This is not a man's show. This is not a man's episode. This is a all people. If you have a man, if you, you know, have a spouse or you have a boyfriend or whatever, I think you should privy him to this information. And I think you should think about this and maybe go out and purchase some underwear for him if he doesn't have any of this kind. You know, think about it now. Here we go. You wouldn't think there'd be a lot to learn about underwear. Wear it, change it, wash it, repeat. But there's actually more than most men think. And whether guys choose boxers, briefs, or live to go commando, chances are underwear rarely gets a second thought. As a result, many men lack underwear etiquette, says the MD. Underwear, most importantly, needs to be changed frequently and always remain clean. And I need to tell you, be discarded when they are threadbare or stained, he stresses. Okay, so guys, they need to be changed frequently and always remain clean. Okay, keep you on a good clean pair of underwear. And I mean, I don't know how frequently he's talking about changing underwear, but I don't know. Let's read on. If you work out or sweat excessively, it may be a good idea to change midday to remain fresh. Hear more expert do's and don'ts. Simple rules for what you wear under there. With that sentiment in mind, there are a number of simple rules you can follow when it comes to men's health and underwear. Starters, April Massini, a relationship advice expert and columnist, seconds the commandment that underwear do's include, underwear do's, that mean do's or don'ts, include throwing out the old. Your old underwear is not sentimental, she says. It's disgusting. Throw it out. Once a month, throw out any underwear that is unpresentable. Gray, ripped, unsightly, get rid of it. Uncertain, toss it. If you're uncertain about it, throw them out. Mancini says this purge should be accompanied by buying new underwear regularly. In fact, every time you get a haircut, buy some new underwear. Link buying new underwear to something you already do on a schedule so you get into the habit. I don't buy underwear like that. Okay? Actually, my wife buys underwear for me. I ain't gonna lie. But she knows what I like, and she'll pick up something for me. But I don't buy underwear every month. I don't buy underwear every time I get a haircut. Okay. It says, my advice is to switch up unless you're religiously committed to boxers or briefs. Have fun with your underwear and have some of both, says Massini. If you have fun with your underwear, she will too. And everybody wins. Colors, fabrics, cuts, styles, have at least one pair of each. One of the best things you can do for your relationship is to keep things fresh in the bedroom. And while your underwear isn't a cure-all for bad bedroom skills, it sure can't hurt. Okay, boxers or briefs, the pros and cons. Variety might be the spice of life. And underwear. But it also brings to mind the age-old men's health debate, boxers or briefs. Here, Dr. Albert says, it's really a matter of your own personal taste more than anything else. Generally, boxers will give you more breathing room, and briefs will give you support, he says. It is a matter of preference. Yet, tighter briefs will lower fertility. So if you're trying to get your wife pregnant, stick with loose-fitting boxers. Well, I don't have to worry about that. I'm not trying to get anybody pregnant. I've been there, I've done that, I'm past that, okay? That's not me. So my thing is comfort, okay? I'm not looking at being higher in fertility. I'm not looking at, you know, fertilizing any eggs, not anymore in my life. So that's not my deal, right? Then it says material matters. The next issue to consider is what material to choose. Massini says that men, just like women, should choose cotton or synthetic blends for everyday wear and save the more luxurious silks and other fun fabrics for special occasions. For the gym, Maurice Voco, the co-founder and chief marketing officer of skincare line, authority says that the newest synthetic blends are the way to go to prevent chafing. You definitely need to wear underwear that provides the proper level of support and utilizes a moisture-wicking fabric, he says. Never wear boxers, cotton, or go commando when working out. The good news is there are so many athletic underwear choices at all price points. Also, never wear workout underwear more than once without washing them. Now, you know, thinking about that, I don't know. I mean, what if that's all you have? Okay, what if that's all you have? The pros and cons of going commando. Another underwear option is to wear no underwear at all. This can be fun and feel great in the right circumstances. But our experts advise proceeding with caution. Going commando can be very sexy, but like everything else, there's a time and a commando is great if you're going for a sexy evening with a predictable outcome. However, dancing the night away first is going to have a sweaty outcome, which is not ideal. Also, linen trousers or shorts are going to reveal a little too much of your commando profile. If you go commando, wear something that makes your underwear status your little secret revealed by choice, not visual impact. So, you know, when you think about this boxers or briefs, and again, I don't know what you guys wear or whatever, but it looks like, you know, if you're planning on, if you're planning on trying to impregnate your girl or whatever, or your wife or whomever you're dealing with, then boxers would be the way to go. Boxers seem to, I read something where, you know, boxers are loose fitting and they, you know,
that keeps the testicles or something moving the right way, and keep them from touching so much and all kinds of stuff. It's weird, but it's science. It's something that may be probably true. Okay. And it makes you, and they'll keep you, your fertility up, fertility high. So if you're trying to have a baby, make a baby, keep your boxers, wear your boxers, keep your boxers running all, you know, every day. Okay. And those of us who are not out there trying to have babies, I don't know what's your preference. I don't know what you like or whatever, but do your thing. You know what? You know what drawers you like to wear. Y'all with me? You know what drawers you like to wear. You know what you're comfortable in. You know what you're not comfortable in. You know? But it's true though. I will say that keep you a good pair on, okay? My mom used to say all the time, keep you a clean pair of drawers on, because you never know. You can have an accident out there. They have to rush you to the hospital, and they have to, you know, cut your drawers off or take your drawers off. You don't want to have a stained pair of drawers on. Okay, so you know, although I'm not saying that that's gonna happen. I don't want that to happen. That's not the deal. I'm just saying that, you know, she used that to get me to start, you know, thinking about keeping a clean pair of underwear on all the time. Okay. And I practice that. I do. And then I, you know, they talk about all different colors and things like that. I practice that. But I really don't like the boxer shorts. Okay. You know, we play ball all growing up, all our lives, and boxers would not, you know, you didn't wear boxers when you playing basketball or football or baseball or running, whatever you did, you didn't wear boxers. Okay. Now, of course, growing up, we all had briefs. We had briefs anyway. We didn't wear boxers as I grew up. But as I got to be older and started to buy my own underwear, then I started to get creative and started to buy, you know, boxers and other things like that. But, you know, I think some of the least thought about things with men are underwear. And I know women think about wearing thongs and having this sexy, you know, Victoria's Secret underwear and all this type stuff, but men, you know, we don't really get into that stuff. Some men that do, I'm sure, but for me, I don't really get into that. I really don't. But you know, that's not to say you shouldn't. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it, but that's not my deal. All right. Things before I get out of here. There was a 69 year old man, not here in Georgia. It was in another state. I was reading about it this morning. He killed his son because he was gay. Killed his son because his son was gay. He was so upset with his son about coming out, saying that he was a gay man, that he killed him. Killed his own son. His son was 29 years old, and
came out and said that he was gay, and his daddy killed him. There's no way that I could kill my son or daughter if they came out and said that they were gay or lesbian. There's no way. The love that I have for my kids is just, I don't know how to explain it. You know, I don't know how to explain it. When you have kids, you just, you know, I didn't think this when I was growing up, not having any kids. I didn't think about how my mom felt about me or my dad felt about me or whatever when I was coming up. But once you have kids and you take care of them and you raise them and you want them to be great people, you know, when they get sick or anything like that, I mean, your heart goes out to them and you just feel some type of way. I don't know how to explain it. And so you know this guy just killed his kid because he said he was gay. I mean, that's not the end of the world. That's not the end of the world. So I don't get it. And then another thing, I don't know if you guys seen the NCAA men's championship last night. But I watched it, and I was pulling for North Carolina. I wanted North Carolina to win, but Villanova won the game on the last second shot. But here's my thing, is that seems like the entire game, or at least at the start of the game, the referees got involved. Instead of the kids playing each other and competing against each other and making, you know, they deciding the outcome, I think the referees got involved way too early in the game, calling tic-tac fouls on North Carolina. They wasn't calling the same on the other end of the floor. And I can say this about the referees because, I mean, they can't do anything to me, but they were horrible last night. They were horrible last night. Of course, a couple of plays, you know, they made decent calls, but I'd say that 70% of the calls that they made were horrible. Just plain horrible. And sometimes I don't understand what they're watching, what they're seeing. Let the kids play, man. Let them play. When the referees get involved in the game and it starts to sway the outcome of the game, that makes people feel, and people like me feel, like somebody's getting paid under the table. It really does. It really does. It makes me feel like somebody's getting paid under the table. And I don't appreciate that. You know, you talk about money is involved here and there, and people having money on these teams and things like that, and you know, it's just not right to, because you're involved in the game, for you to make money because you blew the whistle a certain way. That's just not fair to anybody. And that's what I don't appreciate about what happened in the game last night. The referees were horrible. They were horrible. And it doesn't make sense for a team to have to change the way that they play because the referee calling these ticky-tack fouls. Okay? But hey, I guess that's the way the ball bounces. I know when I was playing, the coach used to always say, as soon as we start a game, we be in an away game or whatever, and things start calling fouls and things like that, he'd call a timeout and say, now you see, we're going to have to play against them and the referees tonight. So don't say anything to the referees. Play your game, and we should still come out winners. And we did. But, you know, it's sad, though, to say that the referees who are supposed to be managing the game are trying to change the outcome of the game, to make sure the outcome of the game happens the way they want. Okay? And that's, I don't think that's fair. Now, tonight, you got in just maybe a couple hours, not even a couple hours, it's about an hour, the women play tonight. UConn against Syracuse. Now, this should be a really good game. So hopefully it is, and hopefully the referees will stay out of the game and just manage the game like they are supposed to, and we can have a great game tonight. And I'll be watching from the start. And so anyway, that's my show for tonight, guys. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
Like that, y'all. Yeah, come on. I like that, y'all.